I would like to talk about some result that we obtained together with Peter Ashwin and Yuri Maestrenko. We consider Kuramoto model. There were many interesting lectures about this model and about its application in this workshop. We consider equation 1. Equation 1 with coupling function 2 is a standard Kuramoto model that is very good studied. We consider Kuramoto model with coupling function 3 that was proposed in the work of Hansel, Mato, Meunier. This function have two parameter and this function have some symmetry and we can if we study this system with positive R, we can know about this system with R negative. Sorry. If we want to study synchronization of this system, we can reduce this system to system of n minus 1 variable. With sorry.
So you have a choice here or here, and you can put this down. Mm-hmm.
If we make a change of variable, we obtain from system 1 and 3 this system 5. Where then in this report we consider so-called main resonance when all frequency omega is equal, or delta is equal to zero. Then, if we consider the simplest case when R is zero and alpha is zero, this is a standard Kuramoto model, and we know about this system that this system has only one thing in origin and some saddle point, and there is a manifold or set 6. This set is n minus 3 dimensional set for system five, and for in this case this set is manifold of fixed point, and it is repeller. Then for more general case, when only R is zero, we obtain a Kuramoto Sakaguchi system, and in this case we have one fixed point in origin and some saddle point, and this the same invariant manifold, but it is not a manifold of a fixed point, but only invariant manifold. And for alpha, if alpha is less than pi over 2, origin is thin, and manifold n minus 3 is repeller, but in the point alpha is pi over 2, there is bifurcation, and in this case we obtain a heteroclinic cycle, and as a solution aperiodic. And after this bifurcation, origin and manifold m n minus 3 changed his stability. And for this system, for any parameters alpha and r, these two origin and invariant manifold change their stability in this point alpha zero. Now we consider three oscillators, and Kuramoto model in this case can be reduced to two equations 8, and have this form, and In this case, we obtain three types of appearance of heteroclinic cycles. Alpha 0 and R 0, in this case, we obtain this phase picture. And for if we fixed R and then we change alpha for a small r, we obtain for some value of alpha, especially for alpha 0, we obtain transcritical bifurcation in origin and Hopf bifurcation in this point. This point is our manifold, zero-dimensional manifold. And for some R, we have a transcritical heteroclinic cycle like this, and this situation is for only small r, but after some value of r, we obtain appearance of a heteroclinic cycle after some symmetrically saddle node bifurcation, like this, this three picture. This value of parameter R is square root from 10 divided by 20. This is a bifurcation diagram when in this plane for fixed R equals 0.1. This is parameter alpha, and this is phi 1. And this represented line of our origin, and this origin first was stable and then unstable, and this manifold first unstable, and then here is Hopf bifurcation, and simultaneously here is transcritical bifurcation, and in this point we obtain transcritical heteroclinic cycle, and this empty circle is projection of unstable limit cycle, and full circle is a stable limit cycle. If we change R for bigger R, we for this value of R we obtain after saddle node bifurcations on the invariant line not only transcritical but saddle node bifurcation simultaneously, and after this value of parameter we obtain only three saddle node bifurcation that after them heteroclinic cycle appears, and this heteroclinic cycle in all these cases is stable heteroclinic cycle. Then more complicated case of and unusual case of appearance heteroclinic cycles is heteroclinic cycle that appears after saddle three saddle connection bifurcation. Here we have three saddle connection bifurcation, and simultaneously this unstable limit cycle that enlarge have part in this bifurcation, and we obtain this heteroclinic cycle, and after that this unstable limit cycle disappears. And this situation on this bifurcation diagram we can see in this point this unstable limit cycle disappears, and this is point of this saddle connection heteroclinic cycle, and this is second point of saddle connection heteroclinic cycle, and in this case we obtain a saddle node heteroclinic bifurcation like in the previous case. Then if we if parameter if parameter R will be bigger when it is 0.375 we obtain some heteroclinic cycle simultaneously, and we obtain quite unusual set of heteroclinic cycle on the plane, like this green is a set of heteroclinic cycle. This area full heteroclinic cycle. This heteroclinic cycle can have from 3 to 6 parts, and then for a bigger values of parameter R, saddle node heteroclinic cycle disappears, and we have next bifurcation diagram for alpha and R. This black line is a line of transcritical bifurcation and simultaneously Hopf bifurcation. Red line is saddle node bifurcation. Green is saddle connection bifurcation, and blue is pitchfork bifurcation. And on this parameter, on this plane, we have four lines of existing heteroclinic cycle. This is transcritical heteroclinic cycle. This saddle node heteroclinic cycle. All these green lines is a line of saddle connection heteroclinic cycle, and this point is a point when we obtain a set of heteroclinic cycles. If we study this system for n equals 4, we study three equation, and on a three-dimensional torus, and we consider a cube, and for our system this cube separated by six tetrahedrons, and we have many symmetry. This is one of these tetrahedrons, and all these lines is all these lines are invariant lines for our system, and green line is our one-dimensional manifold M, and our heteroclinic cycles appears close to this black to these four black lines, and our heteroclinic cycle consider from four parts, and their saddle points move on blue lines that have have this symmetry. This circle, we on these circles we have this distribution of four oscillators, and in this case, when we have four oscillators, we obtain two types of appearance heteroclinic cycles. This is a transcritical pitchfork heteroclinic cycles, bifurcation, transcritical pitchfork heteroclinic bifurcation, and saddle node heteroclinic bifurcation. In each of tetrahedron, we obtain two heteroclinic cycles. And if we have a cube, there is a description of these lines, invariant lines in the cube, and with their symmetry. And this value of parameter R1 separate these two types of appearance heteroclinic cycles, and when R is greater than R2, we don't obtain heteroclinic cycles, but a system is very complicated, but we don't have. And I show only three pictures. He is projection on 5-1 lines, and this is parameter alpha when R is fixed, and this we obtain transcritical pitchfork bifurcation, and our heteroclinic cycle leaves to this pitchfork. And this situation change, but not for appearance of heteroclinic cycle, and in this picture heteroclinic cycle appears here, with saddle node bifurcation and leaves to this pitchfork.
Thank you.